He gives it to Franklin. Franklin 20.
Oh.
It's a two-two. But he's got two in a minute. Oh, worrying times. Heaney. 8 goals in a row. Sydney are making a statement. Kennedy for 7 in a quarter.
Oh.
Round the corner. Oh, they're taking the P now.
Ah, the Sydney Swans are coming. They lost the first 6 games of the year. Could not have been more impressive dispatching the Bombers. And they now head down to Melbourne. They take on Geelong Friday night foot in the MCG. And one of their absolute best, the young gun, is Isaac Heaney. But good enough to join us on the line from the Sydney Swans. Isaac, congratulations, mate. What a big final. Your first final, I think. Congratulations.
Yeah, it was a great final. Thank you very much. We played as a team. We played 4 quarters, which was exciting, and got the job done.
And the SCG was rocking too, Isaac. A big game against a big club in Essendon. They had everything going, but you dispatched them. That second quarter was just unbelievable.
Yeah, it felt great. It felt great. The fans really got around us, and I think it was a massive crowd there for the SCG. It was about 46,000, so it was buzzing. And like you said, that second quarter we came out, we were hand in hand in the first quarter with Essendon. They showed their fierce pressure, and the second quarter we sort of came out and just sort of stepped it up another level, and we're lucky enough to kick seven straight.
And your first contest, Isaac, as you always do, you charged in flat out, no fear, and you end up with your nose half over your face in the first 30 seconds. That would have let you know that you're in a final.
Yeah, you're not wrong. It wasn't the greatest way to start the game. I think it was Bagley's elbow. It just collected me and had a bit of blood all over my face. And, yeah, like you said, my nose was a bit crooked. So I saw a photo afterwards and won't be doing any modelling, that's for sure.
No, we'll get you sorted out, Isaac. You've got that great blonde hair. You look fantastic,
right,
mate.
He'll be fine.
Hey,
he'll be okay.
Speaking of blokes going off for a while, the big budster went off, got on the bike, literally. Bad corky, but he came back. He's exciting at the moment, isn't he?
Oh, isn't he? He's one of those players that, said it before, anyone would like on their team, and he just gets the job done. And just to kick 3 or 4, he probably hasn't been kicking as many bags as he normally does, but the little things he's been doing has been exceptional. Like his defensive pressures, his just his unselfish sort of attitude is spot on at the moment, and crucial for our team. And it's not just him. I think we've got 18 to 22 players playing their role at the moment, which is extremely important, especially going into finals.
Hey, can you talk us through what Buddy would have done post-game to get himself right this week? I know a lot of the clubs actually get you to sleep in and get the ice going every couple of hours. How much work's he got to put in to make sure that he's ready to go Friday night?
A lot. He's obviously copped a corky, just a nice little corky, but he'll be fine, and he'll probably have a kick around today. And it's just a matter of, like you said, ice every 20 minutes, and getting in the ice bath, getting that extra massage, and just really getting himself right mentally and physically. So everyone pulled up pretty sore from the game, but no one's got any injuries really. So we'll be firing, and it's exciting, extremely exciting.
Isaac, I think people have forgotten that 10 minutes in the last quarter of the grand final, the Swans are on their way to a premiership, but for the fact that the Bulldogs played so well. You lost the first 6, but you had a lot of injuries and you were late into pre-season, and then everyone's got running and you've had a magnificent finish to the season. The SCG is behind you now. You're on the road for the rest of this campaign. Melbourne, Adelaide, and then Melbourne if everything goes right for you. So how are you guys preparing? And there must be a tremendous momentum that's building up within your organisation.
Yeah, definitely. I think we've got a lot of confidence within the group, and like I said, we're starting to play some 4-quarter performances, and any clubs are striving for that. And going into finals, you need to play a good 4-quarter performance to get a win over someone, especially Geelong this weekend. And we'll only look at this weekend coming up. We won't look at any further ahead. And we know it's going to be
wise not
tough.
To, Isaac. You don't want to stand out the Tigers just yet, mate. Yeah, be waiting at the end.
Yeah, they're on fire at the moment, the Tigers.
Isaac, I think anyone that's going to come up against the Swans knows they're in for a big final. Your form's great, and individually you're playing great footy as well, Isaac. So thanks for your time this morning. Look forward to seeing you out in the MCG on Friday against the Cats.
No, thank you very much.
Isaac Heaney from the Sydney Swans, superstar young player.
Reasonable player, isn't he?
Oh, wouldn't you love to have him running around, Mick, in your side?
Out of the academies. I don't want to fire you up, Ed, but
he's got the full package, that man.
Come through the system up there.
And it's great that he is, because he could easily gone to rugby league, could have been into another code. The fact that he's chosen our game, the fact that he's as good at it as he is a great story all around.